pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Come join.
Hug it low down.
Today, you're Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, hug.
Today, you're the Dr. Roof of Radio.
All right.
And J. Anthony Brown.
All right.
What up, hug?
Today, you're Dr. J. Anthony Brown. Happy Take a Loved One to the Doctor Friday, y'all. Tom, Silver J, y'all are doctors today, right?
Yes.
Maybe you can answer my cousin Nardo's next door neighbor's question. Okay?
Okay.
My cousin Nardo said his neighbor is 80 years old and he wants a circumcision.
Oh!
Now, I told my cousin Nardo to tell old Sleepy Hollow and get that later to save his money. Ain't no sense in buying a new Sharpay. That's all I'm saying. And Jay, I started to make you Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde the way you went off on George Wallace the other day. Shiggity. George was trying to promote his new book, Laugh It Off, and you went ham sandwich on it. I mean, he couldn't get a word in. So, Jay, I'm going to make you contender number one. Contender number two. George Wallace.
Yeah.
The next time you on radio promoting product, you come prepared. I didn't know the name of your book was called Laugh It Off because I was laughing my ass off at Jay. It was like you were a Blockbuster Keaton.
Oh.
Here's a new book. What were you thinking? See, that's the problem. You think too damn much. You should have been talking. Contender number three, my cousin Otto. Mm-hmm. Cuzzo said he heard Blair Underwood has a new show already, y'all.
What?
Oh, yeah.
After the cancellation of Eyesight, he says Blair's playing a blind detective called Blindside. Too soon, Sybil?
No.
Okay.
No.
Contender number four, Bruce Jenner. Where's your man marble? No pistachio. How the hell your old Navy mannequin face ass not get an invite to your stepdaughter's engagement celebration? You've been her father figure for years, and now her baby father figure here, he's the new Kanye on the block. That black man then came through Candyland and didn't even ask for your permission for your stepdaughter's hand in marriage. Even after the mulatto baby. Jesus! You've been your wife's puppet for too long. It's time for you to get your old face back. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the loose face bit.
Wow.
It's time for you to put your gold medal on and run the house the way you did in the 1976 Summer Olympics in Montreal. Contender number five, Kanye West. Come on, Kanye. How you not invite Bruce Jenner to the surprise proposal of his stepdaughter, whom he raised with three other kids that wasn't his, like they were his very own? That right there, Kanye, is a real man stepping up to the plate. I mean, you didn't even ask for permission to marry his stepdaughter. Hell, Chris Humphries even asked Bruce. Shoot, Ray J even asked permission to make the videotape. But I don't blame you. It's Kris Jenner. She's the culprit here. Mm-hmm. First of all, how did she get Bruce Jenner's attention, y'all? Ooh, she must got some good publicist. Ted Cruz, you are the Bama of the week, week. Did y'all hear Senator Gomer Powell make a statement saying that Nigerian email scammers were running the Obamacare website?
Yeah.
Oh, Mark from Ork thought that jokey joke was a hoot, didn't he? In front of his Tea Party people. But we all know that's the kind of shiggity his supporters find funny. Well, we're not amused. Listen to what a spokeswoman said for Cruz. The remarks were made jokingly and were not intended to offend Nigerians. What? Well, who the hell was it meant to offend? The pilgrims, you moron? Ted Cruz, you are the Bama of the week.